All right, God bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC International here at Harvest New Life Church and Harvest New Life Studios here in the city of DFW Metroplex. As always, we got the man of God as promised. I know last week we had some discrepancies and coming into the system, but I want to let you know if you're going to call in tonight, you want to actually call that number 292-477-1191. Once again, it's going to be 292-477-1191. I want to say that once again because I want to stumble 292-477-1191. We got Dr. Albright that's going to be coming to the service here in just a few minutes. We actually recorded him from a far distant land over there in Accra, Africa. We want to make sure he's going to get proper connection as we come into the show on this particular afternoon. Now, we do run into some audio problems coming from that far in the area of the country. But nevertheless, we still always have a great show for you on tonight as we do all the rest of our shows here at HNLC International. I want you guys to know that when you call in to that number, if you got anything you want to say to the man of God, after the course that he's bringing forth the word on this Wednesday night service, all you have to do is push your number one button that'll light you up in the studio, and you'll get a chance to hear what the man of God is speaking about or what he has to say that's coming from you as one of the callers that's going to be calling in on tonight. We want to get ourselves in position, as always, here at HNLC and prepare ourselves for the word of God as we actually pray. And know he's going to pray also as he comes in. But Father God, we declare, we decree, we speak according to the kingdom of God, according to the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God, as you reign over this word, even as it come forth on tonight, Father God, we have you. Let it be a word that's revealed through the Spirit. Let it be revealing word to know and understand and realize that the people who have an ear to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And Father God, I want you to bless the voice of this man of God, the mindset that he has to bring in and speak to the people that's listening now tonight, that they may receive a solid and grafted word that's come from the kingdom of God. Father God, we declare the word, we decree it. We speak it according to the precious power of your Holy Spirit, and we know that no weapon formed, created, designed against this word shall prosper and nothing shall be able to stand. Father God, we thank you for this moment, this time. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ from Nazareth, we decree it, we declare that it's done. In your precious, powerful, mighty name, we pray, Lord. Amen. Now, the man of God, Dr. Albright, is really, he has a lot of problems coming in out of that particular area, that country. We know we got a pretty good system on this side, but it could be some of the information he's using or one of the teleporters he's using. I say teleporter. We do want to have him here live. The telephone system that he's using, I'll be able to come on and be a part of the night. But we do know he's going to be here. Now, on tomorrow night, we got the man of God, Apostle Oscar. Well, no, we got Charles Orsnick out of Canada. I want to make sure we get that right. Tomorrow is Thursday. We got the man of God, Charles Orsnick, coming out of Canada. Do want you to join in, meet with him. He's already bringing a magnificent word through the kingdom of God. The way he brings his word is totally different from the way Dr. Albright brings his. And so it's not that it's competition. It's always something different that God is doing in the kingdom of God as we go forth and hear what the word of God is speaking to us concerning that word that's coming from the kingdom of God. Now, on actually Friday, you know, we got the man of God that's going to be with us as always on every Friday night. That's Oscar Walker, Apostle Oscar Walker, that comes in every Friday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8:30 Central Standard Time. Most of you will see that on the social network flyers that when he comes in, he's always bringing some dynamic that's coming from the wisdom that God has given him that's coming from the kingdom of God. Of course, on Monday and Tuesday, not forsaking Saturday and Sunday, we'll come back to that, but on Monday, Tuesday, the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, actually comes on and be with us every Monday and Tuesday on the Patty Ellis Show. It takes place every Monday and Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Now, before Patty Ellis' show comes on Monday and Tuesday, we have a prayer service to take place. For those who want to join us in our actually prayer service, can do so as well right here on actually our BTR station here in the city of Dallas. But we're not going to delay the time. As always, we had a man of God that's going to be with us from Ghana, Africa, Dr. Albright. I'm going to make sure he's in the studio. As I said before, sometimes we make a problem with the connectivity, but hopefully he's going to be coming in clear tonight. And we're going to believe and declare that his numbers are not lighting up to give us an indication that he's not making proper connection. So we're going to wait and see if we can get him in here in just a few minutes. Dr. Albright?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we made proper connection there. We got hold time on that zero. But we're going to back off here right now to HNLC. It's a pleasure for you guys to be with us. We're going to turn it to the hands of Dr. Albright out of Accra, Africa. He's going to give us his information, and we're going to move forward to hear what the Word of God has to say on this particular afternoon. Dr. Albright?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Apostle Charles Ellis, for this honor and opportunity to be with you on the show with you this evening. I'm eternally grateful. You are always a blessing. And tonight, I'll be sharing about a very important message with my listeners on the team, you know, how we need to learn to minister to the Lord, learning to minister to the Lord, and the benefit that, you know, accrue from it, the benefit that comes from it. But before I go into that, I'd like us to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your holy presence in our lives, in our minds, our elect, our spirits are open to receive from you. We receive by faith. We receive gladly in the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'm talking about learning to minister to the Lord, learn to minister. Last 2 weeks, I was sharing with you about, you know, the importance of we worshiping God. The Bible says in Revelation that those who keep the sayings of God's word must worship him. Now, tonight, I want to talk about we learning to minister to the Lord. You must learn to minister to the Lord. And my scripture is taken from Acts chapter 13, and I'm going to take from verse 1, Acts chapter 13. And I read from verse 1. The Bible says, now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. Verse 2 is that as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Verse 4. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed unto Seleucia, and from thence sailed to Cyprus. But where I want us to catch here is the verse 2, where it says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. That's what happens when you minister to the Lord. The Holy Spirit speaks to you. You see, and as God's children, as Christians, it's our priestly responsibility to minister to the Lord. You know, when you study Revelation chapter 5 verse 10, the Bible says, and he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. You see, we are priests. And in 1 Peter chapter 2, the verse 5, the Bible says, we are a holy priesthood. The verse 9 says, we are a royal priesthood. You see, let me take it quickly. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, it says, and you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood. He calls us holy priesthood. He said to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. So as a priest, we offer up spiritual sacrifices that is acceptable unto the Lord. Now, the verse 9 of 1 Peter chapter 2 tells us, it says, "But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood." You see, now, the verse 5 says, "We are a holy priesthood." Verse 5 says, "We are a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." So as priests, we pray. As priests, we minister to the Lord. As priests, we worship. As priests, we offer our spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto the Lord through Jesus Christ. And you know, an outstanding characteristic of the priesthood, bearing of God's image, expressing God's image. In other words, expressing God's character. You see, this is our ministry as priests of God. We minister to the Lord. You know, God's kindness, God's forgiveness, God's love, God's grace, God's mercy, God's patience, these are all his virtues. These are all God's virtues. And don't forget, the Bible says we are one with him. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:17, that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. In other words, we have his virtues. We have his forgiveness. We have his love. If God can forgive and forget, I can also forgive and forget. You can also forgive and forget. You know, we have people who make statements like, you know, you can forgive, but you can't forget. Well, they don't know who they are. They don't know who the Christian is. You see, a carnal person can forgive and never forget. But when we forgive, we forget. You know, someone made a statement, very nice statement, but, you know, that's not the wisdom of God. You know, people can make some nice statement that sound like God, but there's nothing God about it. For example, someone made a statement. He said, "Be careful with your words. Once they are said, they can only be forgiven." Just says. And this person went further. He said, "Hold your words when you are angry, because sometimes your words spoken in anger can leave a scar that can never be healed." Thank goodness. The Bible said, "Nothing shall by any means hurt you." You see? So that is not the gospel. We have his virtues to forgive and forget. Not to forgive and never forget. That's not a gospel. He said, when you study 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where the Bible talks about God's character, his character of love, the Bible says love does not keep record of wrongs. Love doesn't keep record of wrongs. That means when love forgives you, he forgets. He said, "Your sins I will remember no more." That's what God said. And we have his virtues. We have his forgiveness. We have his love. We have his grace. We have his mercy. And I said, an outstanding characteristic of the priesthood is the expressing God's character, is the bearing of God's image. Expressing his love, his kindness, his forgiveness, his grace, his mercy, his patience. Because this is the kind of life we've been called to live in, to express his virtues. Because we have become one divine creation with the Lord. We can only forgive and forget. This is our life. I forgive. When I forgive you, I forget. I don't keep those wrongs. No. I'm a child of God. I'm a child of the King. You see, so we are talking about ministry to the Lord. The Bible says we are priests. We are priests of God. How can a priest of God hold grudges? How can you hold grudges in your heart? How are you going to minister to the Lord? Now, you can minister to the Lord effectively if you hold grudges, if you can forgive and forget. How will you be able to pray? How will you be able to worship God? Where are you going to start from? You see? So we're looking at ministering to the Lord. Now, it's important we understand how to minister to the Lord and the benefits that accrue from it, the benefits that comes with it. Now, in ministering to the Lord, the first thing you need to do is to focus your attention on the Lord and worship. Give the Lord your attention and worship. That's the first thing. Focus your attention on the Lord and worship. Let the Lord have your attention. When you're worshiping the Lord, your mind shouldn't be in the state of mental hobo, where you're thinking about so many things at the same time whilst you're worshiping the Lord. No, you must focus on the Lord. Focus on Him. Now, the second thing is you have to learn to speak words of praise to the Lord from your spirit. Words that exalt His majesty. Words that, you know, glorifies His majesty. And your praises of the Lord must have a content. It must have a content. In other words, you must tell the Lord what you are praising Him for. It's not enough to just say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I magnify you. They are all nice. You see, but such praise, it doesn't have a content. You ought to give a substance to what you're praising the Lord for. You have to tell Him how wonderful, how loving, how kind the Lord is. You thank Him for His presence in your life. You know, for example, I have one of my songs I love singing. It goes like this. You know, excuse me. It goes like this. I'm humbled by your love. I'm humbled by your grace. I'm humbled by your mercy. You fill my life with joy. That joy flows in my life. I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jesus. I'm humbled by your love. Lord, I'm humbled by your grace. And I'm humbled by your mercy. Oh, Lord, you fill my life with joy. That joy flows in my heart. And I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, Lord. You see, I'm humbled by His love, by His grace, by His mercy. He has filled my life with joy, and as a result of that, I praise Him. So you see, my praises of Him has a content. That's what you do. It's not enough to just say, Lord, I praise you. You see, tell the Lord how wonderful He is. Express your love to the Lord for what He has done, what the Lord has accomplished in your life. That's what we are talking about. So in ministering to the Lord, you focus your attention to the Lord. Praise Him from your spirit with words of worship and thanksgiving. That's what you do. And this is the beautiful thing that happens when you minister to the Lord like this. The Lord responds to you when you minister to Him like this. Don't forget. When the apostles ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Bible says, the Holy Spirit spoke to them. The Lord responded by giving them direction regarding an important issue. He spoke back to them. The Bible says, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost spoke. We have some of God's children, they don't hear from the Holy Spirit. They don't hear because they've not learned to minister to the Lord. You see, and some of God's children, when he even asked them, oh, what did the Holy Spirit, can you share with me some of the beautiful things the Spirit of God was sharing with you today? They're like, what are you talking about? They don't know what to say because they've not learned to minister to the Lord the way I'm sharing with you. When you learn to minister to the Lord, you hear the Holy Ghost talking to you every blessed day, not sometimes, not once in a blue moon, not I had the Holy Ghost last week, not I had the Holy Ghost last month, not I had the Holy Ghost last year. No, that's not His plan. He lives in you. He's in your spirit. He wants to fellowship with you every day. He wants to talk to you every day, every now and then. Just like you talk to your wife, you talk to your beloved, you talk to your friends, you talk to your loved ones on a daily basis, that's the same way the Spirit of God wants to talk to you. And even more than that, you know, I tell people, God made our mouth. If you think you are talkative, God can talk more than you. God is a talkative. He talks a lot. He made the mouth. He made your mouth. He made your tongue. He talks. He's always speaking. So when you learn to minister to Him, He speaks to you. There's a response from Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit responded to them. He spoke to them by giving them direction regarding an important issue. And they obeyed. When they obeyed, look at the impact of Peter. Look at the impact of Paul and Barnabas in the Bible. The impact they made because they obeyed the Holy Ghost. You see, so in the same way, as you minister to the Lord, five things happen. And I want to quickly share those five things with you. Learn to minister to the Lord. It will change your life. Number one, five things happen when you minister to the Lord. Number one, the Lord gives you guidance and enlightens your spirit as to what you need to do in specific circumstances. When you minister to the Lord gives you guidance. He shows you what to do. He shows you the next steps to take. And the Lord enlightens your spirit as to what you need to do in specific circumstances. You see? Don't just use your head to run your life. Don't just use your mind to guide your life. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. When you read Psalm 25 verse 9, the Bible says, is that the meek will He guide in judgment, and the meek will He teach His way. You see, He guides the meek. He want to guide you in judgment, in your decision making. He want to guide you so that you don't make the wrong decision. You don't make the wrong choices. You don't just do things because everybody is doing it. You don't just say things because everybody is saying it. No, allow the Holy Spirit to guide you, lead you in the way you should go. When you read Psalm 32 verse 8, the Bible says, is that I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. And I will guide you with my eye. In other words, I will guide you with my spirit. That's what happens. You see, when we minister to the Lord, in the place of that ministration, there is the leadership of the Holy Ghost. He guides you. He leads you in the way you should go. Because by yourself, you will not know the way you should go. Yeah, you know, I tell people, the fact that you stayed in that neighborhood for a long time, that doesn't mean you know that neighborhood. You may know the street name. You may know the area. But do you really know that the way God wants you to know that area? I love what David said. David said, I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger in the earth. I'm a stranger in this world. He said, do not hide your commandment from me. Don't hide your commandment from me. You know, a lot of times you think because you stayed in an area for a long time, you know the area. You may know the area from your senses, but do you know that area spiritually? Because life is spiritual. So that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. To let you know the real activities that is going on in that area and how you want to guide your heart, lead you to be a blessed area. You see? Now, that leading will not come if you don't learn to minister to the Lord. You don't even know that He's leading you. You see, so it matters who is guiding you in your life. Don't just allow anyone to guide you. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you. But you have a responsibility to minister to Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Number two, I said five things happens when you minister to the Lord. Number two, the Lord ministers strength to you and prepares you for the task ahead. That's what happens when you minister to Him. The Lord ministers to you back. He ministers strength to you, and then He prepares you for the task ahead. We see this in Luke chapter 22 from verse 40 to 44. The Bible says, hallelujah. The Bible says, and when He was at the place, talking about Jesus, He said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Verse 41. He says, and He was rebuked from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. You see that? As he was praying, he was ministering to the Lord. The Bible says an angel came to strengthen him. And look at what happened. Verse 44. And being in agony, he prayed the more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Don't forget, at this time, Jesus had a task ahead of him to accomplish. So the angel of God came to strengthen Jesus for the task ahead. He was about to go to the cross. Think about the beating. Think about how he was beaten. He should have died before the cross. You see, but because he has spent that time with the Holy Ghost, because he has spent some time with the Lord, there was a strength. There was an impartation that he received that carried him to the cross for him to become the perfect sacrifice of God for the salvation of the whole world. Now, it happened when he ministered to the Lord. You see? The Lord ministers strength. The Lord prepares you for the task ahead. How will life be like? How will life be like for you in 5 years to come? Carrying you today. Is it the strength of the Lord? Or is this your car? Or is this your Toyota car or Mercedes Benz? If all that you have left is your car that carries you around, you're in trouble. Minister to the Lord. He will impart strength into you. And that strength will carry you throughout the year. And you find yourself achieving great and mighty things for the Lord. That's what happens. Number three. As when you minister to the Lord, three things happen. Number one, the Lord gives you guidance and enlightens your spirit as to what you need to do in specific circumstances. Number two, ministers strength to you and prepares you for the task ahead. Number three, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit becomes effective as you learn to minister to the Lord from your spirit. You see, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit, it becomes effective. Effective. When you learn to minister to the Lord. Number four, the Holy Spirit participates in everything you do and dispenses His blessings in your life. When you learn to minister to the Lord, the Holy Spirit participates in everything you do. Everything you do, He's involved. And dispenses His blessings into your life. Hallelujah. And then the last one, number five, when you learn to minister to the Lord, experience the Holy Spirit transportation as He moves you from one level of glory to another. That's what happens. The Spirit of God transports you as you minister to Him. When you study Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 1, Ezekiel says, he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me. Did you hear that? He said, the Spirit of God carried me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones. That is the Holy Ghost transportation. And you know, Philip experienced that transportation. Sometimes you find yourself in the wrong place unknowingly. But for some reason, the Spirit of God just moves you out of that place. You know, sometimes you don't know what to do, but the Spirit of God, in His own divine manner, just moves you forward. He shows you. He just moves you to somebody. Somebody who is part of your divine destiny. And this person begins to speak words that changes your life forever. So, these are the blessings that you receive when you learn to minister to the Lord. You receive the Holy Ghost transportation. The Holy Spirit participates in everything you do. You see, your fellowship with the Holy Spirit becomes deep. That's what happens. So learn to minister to the Lord. See, learn to minister to the Lord. Give Him your attention in worship. Learn to lift up your holy hands and sing to Him. Sing in the Spirit. You know, I love doing that a lot. You know, and every time I do that, I receive a word from God. You know, you lift up your holy hands and sing. Maleri ale dino praplake. Zeno blare no valero garade, onia kale grande, leri abando shalai, abando rimala kualai, lino sibabari, male kondo rima brandero yai, oyai, nimala kouna finadarian, leri ma brando go sitarebai. Lady Malakua Grando Dia. Oh, glory to God. Learn to minister to the Lord. Can I just imagine you sing in the Spirit like this for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes? My goodness. You'll be amazed what will happen to your spirit. What will happen to your body? What will happen to your life? You'll be amazed the kind of transformation place. You find the Lord doing things for you you never asked for. You find people doing things for you you never told them to do. learn to minister to the Lord. It's for your own benefit. The Lord want to do something beautiful in your life. He want to bring color to your life. Learn to minister to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, learn to minister. There is a song I love singing. I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. I will sing to Him a new song. Oh, glory. I will celebrate. Sing unto the Lord. I will sing to Him a new song. Oh, I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Oh, I will praise Him. I will sing to Him a new song. Niba lera te. Oh, yeah, daddy, my light of clay. Nima lay no blay no claro, blaro die. Yando bralare. Nima lay no nare. Nima yane cola crapo faro die. Nima lane. Oh, why? Yane cola grabo bie. Oh, yeah. Nima lane, my lay. Yando shay no glago gie. Lady Brandori malakala grofale. Dimosi karabranto shebadai. Alimane korabro shebadai. Lido vreander mneri alemadai. Neri malako uno fima brando gadega yai. Aleri malako ayai. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says, as they minister to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit spoke. You know, whilst I was ministering to the Lord is telling me there is somebody on the line. You've used your mind. You see, you're always trying to use your mind to get supernatural things done. It's not going to work that way. It's not going to work. Don't just use your head. Don't just use your mind. Let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let Him guide you. Is I'm the one who leads you to profit. He's the one who leads us. Let me read this last scripture. In Isaiah. Oh, glory to God. Learn to minister to the Lord. It will change your life forever. Oh, thank you, Lord. When you read Isaiah chapter 48, and I read verse 17. Isaiah 48, I read of verse 16 and 7. Come near to me, hear this. I have spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, I was there. And now the Lord God and His Spirit have sent me. Verse 17, He said, thou seest the Lord your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you to profit, who leads you by the way you should go. That is the Holy Spirit. He wants to teach you how to profit, how to multiply in every aspect of your life. This is what He wants to do. But you see, you must give Him your attention in that place of prayer, in that place of you ministering to Him. Oh, my goodness. He guides you. He leads you. You know, it was the Holy Ghost that led me to Apostle Charles Ellis and our relationship. You know, it has really grown over the years. You see, and our relationship, you know, my relationship with him is divine destiny at work, because that's what the Spirit of God has revealed to me. You see, and this happens, you get to know these things in the place of fellowship with the Lord, in the place of you ministering to the Lord, to minister to him. And I'll entreat you to get a message, what I'm sharing with you, so that you listen to it over and over again, so that you will know how to minister to the Lord and enjoy the blessing that comes with it. It will change your life. Don't just tell the Lord, change me. Don't just pray, Lord, change me, change me. No, minister to you. That change will take place. Don't just tell the Lord, bless me. Minister to him and you experience that blessing in your life you've never known before. Don't just say, Lord, heal me. Minister to him. That healing will take place. He said, as they minister to the Lord. If you're on the line at this moment, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus into your heart. Jesus is coming back again. Without Jesus, you are empty. Without Jesus in your life, you're living in darkness. You see? So I want to lead you to Christ. Say with me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I believe. You are the Son of God.
I believe.
You came to die for my sins. Lord Jesus, I believe. You were raised from the dead. That I will have life. Come into my heart. I declare with my mouth. That you are my Lord. And my Savior. And I receive eternal life. Into my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul.
Jesus, for saving my soul.
Oh, hallelujah. Listen, if hallelujah. You just pray this way, contact Apostle Charles. Apostle Charles is going to give you his contact, and so that he can help you grow in your walk with God.
Amen.
He can help you. He's such a great minister of God. He can help you grow.
Oh,
and I want to pray for those who need miracle healing.
Yes.
In the realm of the spirit, there is somebody, your hand, I don't know what happened to your hand, but the Lord is healing your hands right now in the name of Jesus.
That devil
that want to take over your hand has lost his grip. He has lost his hold on you now. In the name of Jesus, be healed in your hands. Be healed in your body. Be free from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I command the healing power of God to search through your being right now. Any backache, I command you to go in Jesus' name.
Loose it, Lord. Loose
it. Be free right now in Jesus' name.
Free.
You are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Apostle Charles Ellis.
You are such an amazing minister. Amen. Man of God, you're just a blessing to us as well. Your family, you know, everything you have done in terms of your obedience, you know, your loyalty. I mean, I can't say enough. It's hard to come across, you know, Dr. Albright. You know, I can't say enough, you know. But I do want to mention my friend who's in the hospital I told you about. You know, a praise report for my sister, my niece, The one is coming from a friend who's in the hospital, and my other minister friend, you know, Dr. Wesley, you know, Rob, these men of God, my sister Ruthie, Shanette Davis, you know, these men and women of God have testimonies of what the power of God has done in life through prayer. The greatest arsenal on earth is prayer. You know, when I listened to your minister, Dr. Albright, you know, I heard the word of God say, because you got to let go of ill feelings. You know, a lot of, you know, you find a lot of things in the body of Christ. When God takes you with somebody so far, it's not that you throw them away and you don't have the ability to throw them away. It's just that was only so far they can take you. And what you have to do is move on and keep those bridges, because you never know. You're welcome to come back and be a part. I tell people that all the time. But there's another level that God brings us to. Not saying they ain't going to get there. It's like you got to depart your path, like Lot and Abraham. You know, you got to switch out whatever discrepancy may be going on in your life. You know, you can always come back for assistance to help to where you're going. But we got to learn how to let go anger that's stopping a lot of us from receiving our blessings. And I heard you said it very clearly as the Holy Spirit put that in my heart. Don't let one disgruntled individual stop your blessings. Don't let nobody spread evenness in you to not receive the blessings that God has in store for you. You know, Apostle Dr. Albright is a great man of God. I mean, he speaks a great word. We always put in our words about him coming across and be a part. I tell people, don't get caught up in these cliques. You know, it's a lot of things that's going to stop people from receiving their blessings. And it's got a lot to do with their attitude toward the ministry and the minister in terms of what they're doing. But it's not them. It's the Holy Spirit. And so those things we say, man, we just got to really stay and move forward and focus. And I just thank God for you. You're just a blessing to me and my family. I know that. I know you're constantly a blessing of you, your wife, your church. Your ministry is just constantly a huge blessing to what we're doing here at HNLC.
We're humble, sir. You are more than a blessing, sir.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And we love you so much. My wife
Amen.
And I,
Amen.
The church, today we were praying. Today, my church, you know, during
Amen.
Our teaching service this evening at 7:30 p.m. Currently, it's 1:50 a.m. here.
Yes.
We prayed for you. We took time,
Hallelujah.
You know, to pray for you, your wife,
yes.
and your children, because
Amen.
The Lord is about to do great things with you, and
Amen.
You know, it's very important that we stand with you spiritually.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Because the work He has called us to do is spiritual, and we can only think spiritual.
Amen.
You know, He tells us we shouldn't be ignorant of spiritual things.
Amen.
You see.
Amen.
So we love you, Apostle Charles. We love you,
yes, sir.
And we'll keep loving you till Jesus
Amen.
Comes.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, what a blessing. Yeah, you close us out, your show. You close us out, Dr. Albright. Let me give a number to
yes.
those who want to call. Let me give us information out to those who actually receive the calling of the Holy Spirit and the direction in their life, which Dr. Albright gave as a call to not a call to the altar, but a call to the kingdom of God to do the work. You know, you can reach me at 214-870-2146. That's the main line. You can catch me at. I hardly ever get that out. But those who want to email me also can mail me at catch me at harvestnlc@gmail.com. Or you can come to one of my social networks under Charles Ellis or Ellis Charles, and you can catch me there and leave me a message on Messenger and some of the other social networks that we have, we're part of. And all you have to do is just look me up. You'll find me. Just Google Apostle Charles Ellis. And you'll find me anywhere on your network, anywhere. Me and the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis, Dr. Albright. Back in your hands.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Apostle Charles said, my name is Reverend Bright and Albright from Accra, Ghana. You can also reach me on my email address, brightnalbright@yahoo.com. You can also follow me on the social media, Facebook, Twitter, by the name Reverend Bright and Albright. And then also my phone number, Apostle Charles is always helping me with my U.S. line. I'm trying to I'm trying to connect. Okay, so my U.S. number is 281-603-4073. Thank you so much.
All right, Dr. Albright, you know, just I mean, it's just a blessing. We can close out in prayer. Let us go ahead and move on. Let us bathe in this power that you've given us on today.
Thank you, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We are blessed. It's such a joy to always be in your presence, to be taught by you, to learn from you. The Word of God declares that one thing is needful, as you said to Martha, that one thing is needful, and Mary has taken a hold of that one thing, and that one thing is we sitting by you, we sitting in your presence to be taught the truth of your word. And I pray everyone at the sound of my voice, as they have taken a hold of the word of God, I declare that they are living and walking in the light of this truth. And as they do, I declare they are experiencing supernatural blessings. They are having supernatural results in their lives in the name of Jesus. Whatever their heart desire is, I declare it is done. In the name of Jesus, I bless them with spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding. In the name of Jesus, I declare they are making progress in all things, and great things are happening. I declare they are coming to share their testimony, and I declare that they are sowing into this ministry of Apostle Charles Ellis for the great work he's doing. In Jesus' name. In
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Blessings to you, man of God. Great to have you. Don't forget the man of God, Charles Orsnick, on tomorrow on Axis Spreaker Station. Great man of God is coming out of Canada, part of the team as well. And teaching every one of you, I'm here at Harvest New Light Church and Harvest New Light Studios with the man of God, Dr. Albright, and me, myself, Apostle Charles Ellis, and the woman of God, Pastor Patty Ellis. We thank you, God, for being with us on tonight. So once again, to you and your family, Dr. Albright, look, blessing to you and love upon you, and you guys have a great night.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.